Chapter 6. Information Technology. Breaking New Ground. 1.3. IT Companies. Task 1. Are you aware that companies and people may be affected by a number of IT-related scams? What are they, and what form do they take? Listen to Bart, an IT manager, and decide whether scams constitute a real threat to companies.
Businesses and their employees can be vulnerable to a range of IT-related scams. Phishing is an attempt to acquire confidential information such as passwords or bank account details. For example, by sending an email purporting to come from your bank. The key to avoiding phishing is to treat all emails with caution. Be wary of any email which doesn't show that it knows exactly who you are. For example, addressing you as Dear Sir, Madam. Look out for inconsistencies in the sender's email address and any links to web pages. Ignore emails appearing to come from a bank or similar institution that ask you to supply information online. If in doubt, contact your bank directly. Ignore emails demanding urgent action or making offers that are too good to be true. A good email filter will block many of these types of messages. You should also ensure that employees can recognize scam emails and act appropriately. Identity theft involves fraudsters obtaining sufficient information about a person to be able to assume their identity and obtain goods, credit, or services under the falsely assumed identity. Fraudsters can steal entire corporate identities by submitting forms to Companies House to change the company's registered details. Fraudulent websites can offer bargains, taking payment without ever sending the goods. Some sites impersonate legitimate companies using similar domain names. Web filtering software can reduce the risk, but you should also make it a matter of policy that employees only do business through known, reputable websites.